That's the latest national and world news from CBS News Radio. It's 7:10 and time to get back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew here on News Radio WGNS.
All right, welcome you back in, and we've got lots of great things coming up here in this 7 o'clock hour of the Wake Up Crew.
Toots. Good food and fun.
This is Wade Hayes, and the 7 o'clock hour of the Wake Up Crew is brought to you by Toots, Good Food and Fun. Here's Brian with a look at today's $4.99 lunch special.
Well, it is a Tuesday, so you know what that means. Being a Tuesday, it's the half-pound bacon cheeseburger and fries for just $4.99 all day long at Toots Good Food and Fun, Broad at Medical Center, South Church Street, in Smyrna on Sam Ridley Parkway, and get this, opening Friday, Highway 96 at Rucker Lane.
Toots, good food and fun.
Now, we usually have the real fact of the day
during this time.
Mm-hmm. But can you believe Toots West opening Friday? I'm pumped.
Is that the real fact?
That is the real fact of the day.
Can you imagine what kind of crowd they're going to have?
Oh, it's going to be nuts.
Yeah.
And I don't want to let too much out of the bag yet. But Bart has gotten the inside scoop from Wade. Actually got to go in and see everything. It's spectacular what they have done to the inside of that restaurant. They're going to have places for, you know, where the young folks, whippersnappers, millennials, that group, they're going to want to go there, you know, collaborate. They've got places to charge your phones right there at every table. So some really cool stuff there at Toots.
My son-in-law is going to want to go there.
I didn't get an inside scoop, but I did drive by and look.
Right now, we're going to take a drive-by of the weather forecast and see how it's looking.
Good morning, guys. We'll see partly sunny skies for today. Showers and storms in the area during the afternoon, and highs will top out near 94 degrees. Winds west around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, slight chance for more showers and storms, mainly before midnight. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies, light winds, lows drop to 71. And then Wednesday, partly sunny, chance for showers and storms redeveloping, and highs head back into the 90s. I'm Phil Jensko. Right now it's 71.
This is Sean Brown at Tire World on Broad Street. Did you know we specialize in commercial and fleet business? We're equipped to handle all of your company's automotive needs. Download our Tire World app today for free oil changes and electronic coupons. Come by today for all of your automotive needs. Online at tireworld.us.
Good morning. Watch the traffic increase out here on 840. Headed over towards Franklin, Williamson County. 24 still looking good as far as accidents, delays. Making your way towards Nashville. A lot of radar out here this morning. Slow it down. Suffering from a knee or back pain? Call 1-800-888-KNEE. Learn how you can get a comfortable, nearly invisible brace that can solve your pain. Call 1-800-888-KNEE. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company. And by now, you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company. We handle everything.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back here on this Tuesday morning, about 13 minutes, almost 14 minutes after 7. Appreciate you waking up with us here this morning. Don't forget, if you miss any part of the show, you can check out the podcast section at WGNSradio.com. Just scroll on down, take a look. First thing there you'll see is Wake Up Crew. You can listen back to any of our recent shows. And this morning we begin a five-part look?
Four-part.
Four-part
Unless
look.
Maybe we can do one next Monday, too.
I thought we'd, yeah.
Well, I'm going to do random questions tomorrow, so maybe we ought to do one Monday. Can I do that? Can I do random questions? I usually do it on Wednesday.
That's true.
That's true.
Well, I guess I could do it in the morning, early.
The next few days, we'll be taking a look at some of our favorite TV shows in the various genres. And Dalton has kind of collaborated to put this together. And today is our day to look at comedy TV shows.
Mm-hmm. This is the first day. So we'll start off with comedy, sitcoms, that kind of thing.
Only this is just TV shows, right?
Yes. You know, we did the same thing with movies a little while back. Mm-hmm. So here we're just following up with television programs.
Okay. So take it away.
Am I going first?
This is your segment. You came up with it.
Okay, well,
lead the way.
My favorite comedy show is Arrested Development. I think the first two seasons of that are some of the best comedy ever put to TV. It's so funny. If you haven't seen it, it's on Netflix. You really need to check it out. Netflix picked it up, and they've kept it going for the past couple years, and it's okay. It's not as good as it once was, but it's still really, really funny.
Mm.
Great cast. Jason Bateman.
So you're only going to pick one? You just pick
one? I just
one?
Got the one. We'll do. We'll come back around at the
no,
end.
No, I'm going to do three right now.
Oh, okay.
Can I do three?
Well, let me name my runner-up was How I Met Your Mother. It's another one of my favorites. No, you can't.
Except you slashed the ending. You didn't like the
ending.
No,
I don't like the ending. Not at all. But I like the rest of the show.
It would have been number one, maybe, if you'd have
maybe,
had a good ending.
Maybe. Yeah.
Okay, for me, number one is Andy Griffith's show. It was on TV for 8 years, especially the black and white episodes.
Mm-hmm. It is amazing that it was only on for 8 seasons.
Well, it was really originally only supposed to be on for 5, and Andy decided to go on for 3 more without Barney, which was, I think, not good. But the first 4 seasons of the Andy Griffith Show are the best. And it's one of those shows, if you're clicking the remote and you having to run by it, you'll stop and watch it.
Yeah,
even today.
That's what I'm saying.
Number two, Friends.
That's a good one.
Friends. That's Joey and Chandler. They just kill me. Mm-hmm. Chandler especially. And then finally, I guess the Dick Van Dyke Show, which you probably don't remember, but it was on for about 4 seasons, but it was really remarkable, a little ahead of its time. Dick Van Dyke. Brian?
I'm surprised Golden Girls wasn't in there for Dalton.
Mm, yeah, you watched it every day.
I do like the Golden Girls, but it's not one of my favorites.
All right, so I'll give you two. My favorite just recently finished, I guess, the most successful run of a comedy that in the history of television, The Big Bang Theory. I don't remember how many seasons. Was it
something like
11, 12, yeah, somewhere in there. It's kind of it's a quirky comedy, but I kind of got caught after the first few seasons. I haven't watched every season.
Penny.
Yeah.
Penny.
But, I mean, Sheldon just cracks me up.
Yeah.
Just his how dry he is, and he doesn't understand it. But anyway, so that would be, I guess, my favorite. If that's on, and that's on in syndication too, so you can catch it a lot. I would add to that list. Let's see. I'm trying to think between. I didn't really like Cheers, but I liked Frasier a lot.
Yeah, Frasier's a good pick.
And Frasier is another one of those that you kind of go back to. And I wasn't a big Seinfeld guy. No, I think it's pretty funny. But
yeah, I never did. It wasn't must-see TV.
Right.
I'm really shocked at him because he hasn't mentioned the one show I figured he was going to mention first.
Well, The Bionic Woman's not a comedy.
Well, no.
Oh.
No. What's his favorite TV show? He talks about it all the time.
I'm not sure.
He doesn't know either. It's The Ranch.
Oh, yeah, The Ranch.
Well, I don't think of that as TV show. I think of that as Netflix watching.
Oh.
But it's not a television network show.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what I was kind of going with. So, yeah, and I don't talk about it all the time, but
he's seen it like 4 times all the way through.
Last 20 episodes coming up.
Thanks for ruining my day. But with that, what are we taking a look at next time?
That'll be our drama show.
Drama's coming up next time. Stay with us.
Hello, this is Frieda Morgan with First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We are a safe, sound, and stable bank. Come and see why there's a difference at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. 2230 Mercury Boulevard, member FDIC.
WGNS.
Our family at Demas's Restaurant are proud to support local emergency responders who put their lives on the line for our community each and every day. This is Peter Demas, and here is this week's Demas's Emergency Responder of the Week.
Deputies Kyle Rigsby and Jeff Spurlock, both with the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office, were at the hospital where a 3-year-old boy was waiting for his sister to be born. And he asked them for a hug. Several people, also in the waiting room, saw what was happening, and they were moved emotionally as they took photos of the event. We say thank you to Rutherford County Sheriff's deputies Kyle Rigsby and Jeff Spurlock. You helped to make Rutherford County special.
When you see a firefighter, police officer, paramedic, or telecommunicator going the extra mile, Let WGNS know, and we at Demas's Restaurant will salute them as the Emergency Responder of the Week.
Celebrate America at French's Shoes and Boots 4th of July sale. Save $10 off all adult boots, $5 off all kids' footwear and adult shoes. Plus a huge sandal sale. Buy one, get one half off. Brands like Teva, Morel, Chaco, Birkenstock, Skechers, Sanuk, and more. The sale runs Thursday through Sunday. Don't miss it.
It makes good sense to shop at French's. French's Shoes and Boots.
In Murfreesboro on South Church Street and throughout Tennessee.
When was the last time you came by the Habitat Restore?
There's always something new.
Furniture, cabinets, windows, doors, area rugs.
You will surely save.
And you'll help end substandard housing in Rutherford County.
The Habitat Restore in Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
Habitat Restore Murfreesboro at 850 Mercury Boulevard and Habitat Restore Smyrna at 413 Nissan Drive.
And thank you for shopping at the Restore.
Hi, this is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We are your local Rough Country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World Off-Road on Memorial Boulevard.
This is Sean Brown at Tire World on Broad Street. Online at tireworld.us.
I'm attorney John Day, and for more than 30 years, I've worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. Since opening our law office in Murfreesboro, we've helped hundreds of people get the legal help they've needed when they've needed it the most. We have opened a new, larger office on Medical Center Parkway just across the street from the hospital. If you've been injured, go to johndaylegal.com or call us for a free consultation. That's johndaylegal.com. Remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
We continue with the show, and it is time to welcome in this morning from the Junior League of Murfreesboro, Stephanie Faulkner, joining us in studio today. Stephanie, how are you?
Hi there. Good morning.
Good to have you along with us. Tell us about the Junior League. What is it that you all are up to?
Well, in general, the Junior League is basically an organization of women here in Rutherford County, that we're really committed to promoting volunteerism, but also developing women as individuals. We focus a lot on education, working in the community, volunteering in the community, and how that impacts those around us, but also, just in our league itself and its own members.
Now, it sounds like kind of a community service type of organization. Is that kind of a good maybe idea of how things work with Junior League?
It is. We have community partners that we work with, and we have different projects like Kids in the Kitchen and a couple different projects that we're going to talk about here today. And so we do have a direct impact on the community. And things that we have as far as outreach. But, you know, what I've found as being a member that so much of it is I've had my own personal growth and learned so much about myself and about how I can be a better leader and a better mentor. And, so it, you know, you kind of get back what you put into it.
And sometimes you're asked to be on the radio.
That is true.
Different things like that. Why did you decide? I mean, those who are a part of the Junior League of Murfreesboro, I'm sure you're busy with career and family and all kinds of things. And there had to be something about Junior League that you said, you know, I want to be a part of this. What was that for you?
You know, and you're so right that it is such a diverse group of women. We have all ranges, all, you know, backgrounds, people that have full-time careers, people that are stay-at-home moms. It's a really diverse group. But for me, it was just trying to find a place in our community that I could form relationships and, you know, get to know people and get to know what there was in our community. I really didn't have a good, and I grew up here, and I didn't really have an understanding of all the different resources that are available and available to the members of our community. And so that's really kind of why I wanted to get involved and just be a part of that.
It sounds like being a part of the Junior League just really kind of opened up your knowledge of exactly what is offered here in Rutherford County and Murfreesboro. And I think that as people move in, they know a lot of those things about our community because they research and find out where they want to move to. But if you were a native from here, you may not know all of the great things.
Right. I think, you know, growing up here, you kind of get in your little bubble.
Yeah.
And so it has been a great way for me to kind of get outside of that bubble and meet a lot of people. And it's just a great area for someone that's new to the community or that's been here for a long time to make those relationships, make those connections, and find a way to be involved and be a part of the great area that we have here.
So Junior League does a lot of things within the community throughout the year. I know we're going to talk about some specifics, but kind of give us an idea of if you were recruiting someone or someone was asking you about, well, what is it that Junior League does throughout the year? What are some of the highlights you might mention?
So we're going to talk about Little Black Dress, and we're also going to talk about a project coming up called Empower Her. We also do mistletoe and martinis that's at the MTSU Ag building every year. That's one of our big fundraisers. We have a scholarship that's available every year for someone in our community for college, and that's actually coming up. Applications are coming up soon to you know, try to participate in that. So there's just, we work with Kids in the Kitchen. We work with, the domestic violence shelter. We have a lot of just different areas that we're kind of have our hands in. But our overall mission is really, mental health and mental awareness. And so that's kind of our focus group and where we kind of like to focus our talents and our resources.
Now, do you have a website or Facebook or places where people can find out more about Junior League online?
We do. And everything that we talk about today, all of the information is online. And the website is jlmonline.org. So that has, you know, all of the information about upcoming events. The scholarship information will be there. If someone is interested in being a member, that will be on there. So, you know, everything that you could want will be on that website. And we also have a Facebook page and an Instagram that's pretty active. And so we have a lot of events that we post on our Facebook page. And you can just look for Junior League of Murfreesboro, and that should pop up in your Facebook.
So that's jlmonline.org, where you can go on their website. Stephanie Faulkner joining us from the Junior League of Murfreesboro. We'll be back with more of the show in a moment.
We're your local sports connection. Brian Barrett and John Dinkins take you to the games on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Luxurious and yet affordable senior living at the Villages of Murfreesboro. We're around the corner from the Avenue and Gateway Shopping. You'll get three meals a day, housekeeping, plus we're near the doctor's offices, the hospital, and more. I'm Sue Hall. Try the Villages of Murfreesboro for at least 2 weeks and decide for yourself. No strings attached. We're on Willow Oak Trail near the Stones River Battlefield. TheVillagesOfMurfreesboro.com.
Hi, I'm Will Brown, great-grandson of Roscoe Brown. One of the service projects I was lucky enough to do was serving at the Journey Home in Murfreesboro. Being able to serve food to people who didn't have much of anything was a big impact on my life, almost as much as it was on theirs.
This unbreakable community bond is the foundation of the Roscoe Brown Company, with plumbing, heating and air, indoor air quality, and more.
Roscoe Brown. RoscoeBrown.com.
I think I can do it better.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make your savings last? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? Let's work together to help ensure your finances can keep up with your unique needs over the long haul. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is proud to be the official medical group of MTSU Athletics. We all win big when we work as a team for better health. Just like MTSU's athletes and coaches, our healthcare professionals work tirelessly to make our community proud. At MMC, we really are true blue. MTSU is our hometown team, and your health is our mission. Visit mmclinic.com or call us at 615-893-4480.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, moving right along here on a Tuesday morning, just a few more minutes left here of the Wake Up Crew before we make way for Swap and Shop, then the action line here for you on this Tuesday morning. Right now, call or text in your birthday, 615-893-1450. Last call for the birthday club this morning. You could win a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe.
Jim Thompson is today's good neighbor of the day for his support in youth athletics in the Rockville area. So he's going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Got news, traffic, weather, all straight ahead here for you. Brought to you by French's Shoes and Boots.
Hi, folks. I'm Rodney French from French's Shoes and Boots in Murfreesboro.
Shop at French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Commander Chuck's going to check on the roads, but right now, let's first check on your weather forecast.
Good morning, guys. We'll see partly sunny skies for today. Showers and storms in the area during the afternoon, and highs will top out near 94 degrees. Winds west around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, slight chance for more showers and storms, mainly before midnight. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies, light winds, lows drop to 71. And then Wednesday, partly sunny, chance for showers and storms redeveloping, and highs head back into the 90s. I'm Phil Jensko. Right now it's 71.
Good morning. Traffic volume has increased out here now, but it's moving on 24, actually east and westbound here at 840 Emmaville Road. 840 headed over to Franklin. Williamson County is looking good. Now there's quite a bit of radar out here, and believe you me, you're going to see a lot of that over the next 4 or 5 days. Princess Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. They started all this hot chicken craze. Now everybody's jumping on the bandwagon. Hey, go see them at 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on.
From the WGNSRadio.com News Center, a local news update with Ron Jordan.
This Thursday, the Colonel Hardy Munfried chapter of the Daughters of the American Revolution will read the Declaration of Independence in front of the Rutherford County Courthouse.
We had heard that they did that in Philadelphia every 4th of July, and we thought, well, let's do that here. It's a very short document. We checked with the county mayor, and we have permission to be at the courthouse Thursday morning at 9, and we're going to have copies of the Declaration for people to read. We're going to read it together, and we're going to have cookies, light snacks, posters of some revolutionary facts, and children's activities, just a really informal, small thing that possibly may grow someday. And then later that afternoon at the big Murfreesboro Celebration Under the Stars, for several years, our chapter has had a table and we give out 1,000 plaques.
That was Attorney Karen Hudson. She is the regent for the Colonel Hardy Murphy chapter of the Daughters of the American Revolution. East Main Street Church of Christ hosting a free backpack and school supply giveaway July 20th. That's a Saturday. Church has collected backpacks and school supplies for those in need and will be giving them away on a first-come, first-served basis. Distribution will be from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the East Main Church of Christ Annex Building on East Main. A 75-year-old man in Murfreesboro has been arrested and charged with the rape of a child. Police say Angelito Paredes was arrested after an investigation into the abuse allegations. The 10-year-old victim had disclosed inappropriate sexual activity that had allegedly occurred over the past year. Paredes, still behind bars, unable to make bond. When news breaks, we tweet it. Just follow us at WGNS Radio or log on to our website, WGNSRadio.com, for news on demand 24/7. I'm Ron Jordan, News Radio WGNS.
On air, online at WGNSRadio.com, on the go with our mobile apps. News Radio WGNS, Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
When you visit Hoover Paint Store, you'll see that many of our customers have been doing business with us for years. Why?
Because they know we have the finest quality of paint, a knowledgeable staff, and treat every customer special. Hoover Paint Store has the paint you need to make any project shine. If it's not worth painting, call Neil's Dozer Service. They'll tear it down.
I'm Tim Bowen, and I'll invite you to visit our family business, Hoover Paint Store, on the corner of Memorial and Loki, or visit us online at www.hooverpaint.com.
So Habitat Restore now has a location in Smyrna and Murfreesboro.
Two locations to serve Rutherford County.
You don't know what you'll be missing if you don't come see us today at the Habitat Restore.
Habitat Restore Murfreesboro at 850 Mercury Boulevard and Habitat Restore Smyrna at 413 Nissan Drive. We'd like to thank Rutherford County for all your continued support of our mission.
And thank you for shopping at the Restore.
Have you thought about trying CBD products but don't know where to start?
Well, go see our friends over at Best Buds, Murfreesboro's premium CBD and hemp supply store. They'll answer all your questions from their CBD oils and flower to their pet products and accessories. Best Buds, 1651 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro, located behind PPG Paint and Lexpro. 10% off for military and first responders. Best Buds, Murfreesboro's premium CBD and hemp supply store.
The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Timothy Tompkins is with us this morning, and Timothy graduated from the Georgia Career Institute, the GCI, about 11 years ago, and now he is off and running with his very own studio, has had it for quite some time now. Kind of tell us what got you into this business.
I just always loved making people feel pretty, wanted them to feel what everyone else seen, and that's something we strive to do for our customers at my salon.
Now tell us the name of your salon and what you do there.
It is Head Trip Hair Studio. It's located on 212 West Main Street in the downtown historical area in Murfreesboro.
And what do you do there every day?
We do hair extensions. We do color services. We do wax services. We have three of the most sought out after hair product lines out there. Something that we all enjoy using and our clients enjoy using.
Now, looking back about 11 years ago, you actually learned how to do everything hands-on at the Georgia Career Institute. What did they teach you? I mean, what kinds of things did they help you out with that you're still using today?
They teach you your fundamentals. They teach you on how to become a hairdresser, how to take control over the client and help them with what they need for their individual hair.
You know, I'm going to guess that a lot of people come in there with cutouts from magazines and they say, hey, make me look just like this. And you're like, we can do this, but your hair is not going to do this. Or, you know, I mean, you got to kind of coach people sometimes.
You sure do. You sure do. Some people think, you know, that they expect something that their hair won't do. But that's where our job comes into place, teaching that person that, you know, you have just as fabulous hair, but let's do something a little more suitable for your hair type.
You know, everybody's got a different type of hair. And I think some folks don't really understand that when they go in with a picture from a magazine.
They do not. They do not. But that's our job as stylists to make them believe in their hair and their self.
Now, give us the name of your studio again.
It's Head Trip Hair Studio.
And you, again, graduated from the GCI about 11 years ago. So I'm sure they really helped you out along the way. It's cool to hear from students 11 years down the road who are still doing what they love and what they learned to love in school.
You need to be more accepting to different types of people and able to make them people feel comfortable when you're touching them. That's very important.
Yeah, because you see a variety of people, I guess, every single day, every single hour, and you're working with all types of backgrounds. I mean, you don't know who's going to come in and sit in your chair, do you?
You do not. You do not. You never know.
And that's something that, again, I think the average person never thinks about whenever they walk into a hair salon.
They do not.
If somebody out there is thinking about a career change, or let's say they've always wanted to do hair, wanted to do makeup, or anything along those lines, they ought to give the GCI a call or stop by. They're located at the intersection of Memorial Boulevard and Northfield here in Murfreesboro, and maybe they could just take a tour of the facility. But what would you say if you were talking to somebody who said, you know, this is what I want to do in the future? I mean, what would you say to them? Would you discourage or encourage them?
Oh, I would definitely encourage them. I would definitely tell them just, you know, there's so much opportunity. It's not just about being a hairdresser. There's so many other jobs out there. There is educating. There is, you know, sales rep. There's so many other opportunities out there other than just doing hair. Anyone and everyone can do something in the field.
Again, Timothy Tompkins with us today. He graduated from the Georgia Career Institute about 11 years ago, and today he owns his own salon. As we do close out, tell us again the name of that salon.
It's Head Trip Hair Studio. It's located at 212 West Main Street here in the historical downtown Murfreesboro.
Well, Timothy, thanks for joining us.
It's 7:39, and you're listening to The Wake Up Crew here from News Radio WGNS. A reminder to call or text in those birthdays. Last chance here now, 615-893-1450. That's call or text right now. You could win a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe on North Walnut Street during our birthday club. Also, if you'd like to contact us, Got questions, comments, or just say hi to us? Email us, wakeupcrew@wgnsradio.com. That's wakeupcrew@wgnsradio.com, and we would love to hear back from you. Also, if you missed any part of the show, you can check out the podcast section at wgnsradio.com. Click on the Wake Up Crew, and you can listen back to any of the show that you may have missed any day. So check it out there at WGNSradio.com. Coming up on 740, we'll check and see what's happening at Junior's when we come back.
WGNS, your good neighbor station.
Rutherford County's place to talk.
Shop directly from your farmer at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. Open each Tuesday and Friday from 7 a.m. until noon at the Lane Agri-Park Community Center on John R. Rice Boulevard.
Rover buses run every hour and drop you off right at the door. The free transfer from the gateway route to the west side loop on the Rover bus makes getting local foods easier than ever before.
The Rutherford County Farmers Market, Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. until noon at the Lane Agri-Park, down from Sam's.
Our people, that's the difference. Maples Realty and Auction.
I'm Betsy Maples Taylor with Maples Realty and Auction Company in Murfreesboro.
It's a great time to book an auction for 2019. Dates are filling up fast for summer auctions. Maples professionals will come to your property and do a free, no-obligation analysis to determine if an auction is the best option for you. For more information, visit MaplesRealtyAndAuction.com or call 615-896-4740.
Maples Realty and Auction.
Celebrate America at French's Shoes and Boots 4th of July sale. Save $10 off all adult boots, $5 off all kids' footwear and adult shoes. Plus a huge sandal sale. Buy one, get one half off. Brands like Teva, Morel, Chaco, Birkenstock, Skechers, Sanuk, and more. The sale runs Thursday through Sunday. Don't miss it.
It makes good sense to shop at French's. French's Shoes and Boots.
In Murfreesboro on South Church Street and throughout Tennessee.
Hear better. See Dr. Sean Lancaster.
If you're having a problem with your hearing, I wouldn't put that off. I wouldn't delay.
That's John Hood.
Technologies continue to improve just like everything else.
Hearing and understanding is vital. People you know depend on Dr. Sean Lancaster. So should you.
Easy to make an appointment. Takes care of you readily.
Hear better. See Dr. Sean Lancaster, 608 East Clark Boulevard. Hearing aid and audiology services.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Wrapping up a Tuesday morning here on the Wake Up Crew, and it is time at 7:42 to talk with our friends at Junior's Foodland today, and they have got some great 4th of July savings for you out there at Junior's Foodland. We talked yesterday about the ground beef for $1.99 a pound, the ribeye steaks for $9.99 a pound. How about we look today in the dairy section? Daisy sour cream, 2 for $4 to go with those baked potatoes, maybe for the 4th of July, or just whenever you want to do that. Sargento cheese, 2 for $5. That's the 5 to 8 ounce select varieties there. And in the frozen section, Red Baron pizza, 3 for $10. Sherbert ice cream, Mayfield Sherbert ice cream, $1.89 for a package there of that, a quart size. Pepperidge Farm layer cakes are just $2.99. And let's see, cream corn in the frozen section, 4 for $5. That's the McKenzie's fried corn or yellow and white corn in the select varieties there that you can find over at Junior's. You need some potato chips for that picnic you might be going on here for the 4th of July. Lay's potato chips, 2 for $4. Frito-Lay and Doritos chips are 2 for $5. How about Golden Flake? Nacho or cheese puffs are just $2.29. Also, their Golden Flake potato chips in the tangy pickle, barbecue, buffalo ranch, thin and crispy, dip style, or sweet heat. So all those varieties of Golden Flake chips, I think they're really the best. $2.29 per package there for those. So some of the savings you'll find over at Junior's Foodland, 323 East Main, just off the square.
Dalton, you can get potato chips per package. Why can't you get steak? Okay, just kidding.
Brought this up again another day.
No, never mind. It's okay. I just, you know.
Most potatoes do come per pound.
or maybe not per pound, but by weight.
All produce and stuff like that, doesn't it?
Potatoes, 5-pound bag, $1.99.
Right.
Thank you for correcting me.
No, I was just saying,
that was very nice of
your me. Your chip thing, they should weigh the chips, because the potatoes...
Yeah, but he also said it was something a package. I was just saying.
Yeah, for a bag.
Why does everybody have to jump on me about something? I just mentioned it.
I was agreeing with you.
Oh, okay.
You all are touchy.
Our leader wasn't. Our 7 o'clock.